3. The Pride of Caliban. The librarian's body, wrapped in a ground sheet, is being carried in off the false nose by gun serfs. The killers left his body where they hoped it might not be discovered, broken on the crags outside the fastness, in among the piles of choir dead Corswain's men have raked from the stalls of the Astronomicon. Corswain sees the warriors escorting it up the winding track. Brothers Tandarion, Carthaeus, Azradael, and Zahariel. Like Fasago, Calibanite veterans all.
"I sent for them," Adafel tells him. "I thought they should know."
Corswain nods. The Calibanite reinforcements provided by Lord Luther at Zaramond, with the promise of 20,000 more to follow, bother Corswain still. He needed the men, dearly, but his liege father's strict orders have stood for a long time. A sword does not unsheath itself. Luther had been commanded to remain on Caliban to raise and train new recruits, not to deploy in the field on missions of his own devising. His presence on Saramond had been in defiance of the Lion's command, and to accept men from him was to countenance that defiance. But the Lion is not here. He has been gone for years, lost in whatever crusading quest he has seen fit to undertake. Corswain is his seneschal, in all respects the acting master of over half the First Legion, an avenging son and his father's proxy. It was his decision to make, and the galaxy has changed since he last saw his father. The strength of the enemy, once unimaginable, has now been miserably revealed. Corswain needed warriors, and the Calibanites were warriors, ready and fresh. He hopes his liege father will one day censure him for his decision to waive Luther's disobedience, because for that to happen, his father will need to be alive. Corswain longs to hear his voice again, even if it has to be fierce with rebuke. Fasago had been proof positive of Corswain's wisdom in accepting Luther's men. A gifted warpseer, Librarian Fasago had been an essential part of their conquest at the Hollow Mountain. Without him, they could not have bested the neverborn thing they had found within. Fasago had become a true and trusted friend, and he had thrown himself into the arcane labour of restoring the Astronomicon's function. It was a deed quite beyond the martial skill set of a son like Corswain. He descends the track to meet them.
"The loss will be mourned," he says. "Later, when there is time."
"You still believe in a later, then, Your Grace?" asked Carthaeus.
"I have to," Corswain says. "And my brother Fasago did."
The Calibanites seem to bridle at the word.
"We are together in this," says Corswain.
"Of course," says Tandarion.
"Fasago's work had barely begun," says Corswain. "But you were close to him, all of you. I look to you to help complete what he cannot."
"You look to us for counsel?"
Carthaeus asks.
"I do. And for technique."
"He was the librarian," says Azradael, glancing back at the winding sheet.
"In an official sense," says Corswain.
They look surprised. Corswain looks at Zahariel Elzurias.
"Brother, I know you too were once of the Librarius, trained in its ways."
"Before the Emperor's edict," replies Zahariel.
"An edict now overturned," says Corswain. "The Lion himself ruled on this. I ask you, brother, to assume the role."
"You ask a great deal, Your Grace," says Zahariel. "I have not used those gifts in a long time. I fear they are weak from neglect."
He pauses.
"But perhaps as a concerted effort."
Zahariel looks at the other three.
"All four of us were once of the Librarius, returned to the common ranks after Nicaea. with your permission, my lord.
I grant it so, says Corswain, for all of you. I need your law and craft.
They are startled. The edict has stood for a long time. Visago had been a rare example of its sanctioned and tentative revocation within the first. For Corswain, the Lion Seneschal, to reinstate them all and bid them draw upon their once forbidden talents, is an act of heartbreaking fraternity. That he does it without hesitation or formality, there on the cold mountainside, shows them the extremity of the threat they face.
You trust, Your Grace, perhaps too much in our potential, Tandarian says. A blade grows rusty and dull without use, and it has been a long time since we even dared—
I know, says Corswain. But you, brothers, know more of this art and artifice than I.
We know barely,
Carthaeus begins.
But we will do whatever we can, says Zahariel. Whatever we know, whatever old ways we remember from observation of beloved Visago, we will employ as you command. We serve you, Your Grace, and I am honored to see that you value us, no matter how o'er-confident that faith is.
Corswain nods. He smiles. Adafel is calling to him.
Carry him up, he tells them.